Do you know the name of the part that you have for holding on to them?
The reins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
Is that same for riding, like if you're riding one or if you've got it hooked up?
I think it's the same.
Okay. What part of the wagon do you hook it to?
Hook the what?
The mule.
Part of the wagon, I can't think what the name of that. The term, the two long pieces that's hooked through the side there, I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, I don't remember. I didn't know a whole lot about it. I know what to do. I can tell you, and I think it, one part that the chain hooked to that doing the pulling is some kind of train, and I can't remember what it is. So it's a train. It's a name. I do know that, but I can't remember what it is.
Like on the wagon, there's a long piece that sticks out, I think, that you hook them on there. You know what that is?
A long piece that you hook what to?
I guess the chains.
That's the part I was talking about. Some kind of train. It's a piece, sort of like so long, and it has a chain hooked to it, and you run it up on the side of the mule and hook it to the side of whatever that thing is that you throw across its back. I can picture it, but I don't know what the terms are.
What about a mule or a horse? They make a, if you were feeding them, they make some kind of a noise. What would they call that noise?
I really don't know.
Like a whinny or something?
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
And what about the cows? What do you call the noise that they make?
That's what they call.
How about the calf? Would they call it any different?
I think it's the same term, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. All right. Would you know how to call any of the animals? You know, they had different ways of calling all the...
Well, I'll tell you the truth about that call. It depends on whose animal it is. Everybody had a different call.
Uh-huh.
You know, like for pigs, you know, you walk across, whoop, whoop, and here they come running from everywhere. if it's your pig, I can go around and say, whoop, whoop, and they don't even pay me no attention.
Because they know you're not the one
who feeds. I'm not the one who feeds, you know. you could run, my grandfather, you can go out to the pen and take a stick and hit the bucket that he used to feed them, and here they come running. You see, so I mean, a call to you might be a whoop, and a call to my grandfather on the bucket, you know.
Uh-huh.
It depends on who, you know, what they're used to.
Uh-huh.
And a dog, you can just open the door sometime, and a dog would come running.
Yeah.
And then you can walk out and whistle. But a dog mostly was a whistle, a hair boy, like, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on whatever he's used to.
Yeah, yeah. What about chickens? Would you have to call them, or?
Yeah, we call them chickens.
How'd you call them?
Chick, you know, something like that, and here they come running.
Okay. What do you call the chicken when they're sitting on the,
Roost.
Yeah.
Roost.
You heard him called a setting hen?
Well, a setting hen, you know, he sets on that nest when he's hatching all his eggs. He doesn't set. He set most of the time, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep the egg at a certain temperature.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves the nest, I guess, and go and eat and come right back, sit on his nest, I'm, for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.